All right, up next, we've got a 2023 new BMW XM, close to $166,000 car. Great car. I call it the Darth Vader car because of the way it looks. And BMW, I know you're going to listen to this. Please get rid of all the plastic cladding on this car. I know you're trying to get a look out of the car, but personally, Richard, if you're going to spend $166,000 on the car, I don't want it full of plastic on the outside. That's just me. That's my first knock. I've got a few on this car being $166,000, but I don't like all the plastic cladding. What are your thoughts on the looks?
I will say this. It is definitely attention getter. It's got some cool LED stuff around the grill, around the plastic piece of it.
I agree.
They hide the BMW piece from the back really well. So if you kind of maybe want to be incognito on this car, it doesn't. And maybe that's what you want to do. That it doesn't look $165,000.
No, it does not. No, it does not look like that at all. You are correct in that.
So yeah, but outside of that, I think that. Yeah, I do like the look, a little bit too plasticky. When you get on the inside, yes, I would like a little bit more soft touch materials. Although, Dad, one of my likes of the car, their infotainment system. It was really cool.
Agree.
It did take a little bit getting used to, but it gives you a lot of features, which is really nice.
Yeah, no, I love the interior of the car, frankly, as far as that goes. The quietness, the ride, the quality, the performance. I'll get to that in a moment. As far as the handling, I guess what I should say, the performance handling, all of that, fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
Have no room to knock it whatsoever that way. And everything you just said, Richard, perfect. Now, here's my second knock. BMW, this car, for everybody listening, is a hybrid-type vehicle. It's a plug-in hybrid. So it's got a battery that, if you charge it up fully, has about a 45 to 50-mile range. And then it kicks in the dual-turboed 4.4-liter engine as needed. And if you want all-out performance, it uses a combination of the two. This vehicle, when the battery is fully charged, phenomenal. Works fantastic. In fact, I came home that first night saying, that's one of the best vehicles I've ever driven. Until the battery's dead. When the EV battery dies and you're relying on the 4.4 dual turbo engine only, which is a high horsepower engine, but it is as clunky gets. And I mean that sincerely. So BMW, if you're listening, for $166,000, I expect more in the smoothness of operation when the hybrid, you know, it's a hybrid at that point. It's got a little bit of battery they leave left to get you started from a dead stop, and then the engine kicks in. But Richard, it's as clunky as it could be. And I know we've only got a minute or so left, but what are your thoughts?
I would agree with you. I think that it's a, when I first read about this car, Dad, I was really excited. And I still am. I think it has great potential. BMW, I'm just not sure of the benefit versus an X5M or an X6M saving $30,000 to $40,000 on a vehicle and getting similar performance.
Right.
That's the only thing I think you and I kind of were in agreement on, Dad, that I think it's a great base, and I think you could do something very cool with a high-end, super fast SUV like some of the other manufacturers are doing.
Right.
I just think there's a little bit left to be desired when it comes to maybe the programming, the tuning, and this is their first foray, Dad, right? So we'll give them a little bit of benefit of the doubt of this the first iteration of this car.
Right.
What we're trying to say.
Yes, yes. Again, with all that being said, this is one of those, though, where I'm going to tell you, if you're going to go test drive this vehicle, you better test drive it far enough to get the main EV battery dead and then see if you like how it performs. This is one of those, Richard, where a trip around the block is not going to tell you everything you need to know about the car. You can do that at your local BMW dealer. Tell them Richard Rush and John Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you. Did I say all that well enough, Richard? I hope.
I think you did, yeah. I mean, absolutely. Again, I encourage folks, if you're on the market for that car, check it out. There are other cars in the same price range, make, model, all the other stuff, Dad, that you may want to look at as well. But, yeah, this is one that gets a little bit longer of a test drive if you really want to experience what's going on.
All right, I'll let it go with that. Richard, appreciate it very much. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.